Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. The Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hot dang! It's Jessica Dang.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. Hava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
What you talking about, Willis? It's Shauna Gillis.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go Hilo.
Hit a homer with Jeffrey Bomer. Hannah,
God, I love that banana.
Anderson.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Lulu Simon.
Sue Sue Studio.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
We're all in with Julia Conlin.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Nancy Cease and Desisto. We love you guys.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on ye old props. I'm Ronnie Karam. You can also find me over on the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast podcast. That's off to a real fun start this season. And here I am with Mr. Ben Mandelker. Ben is also from the cartoon, The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, which you can find on YouTube. Hi, Ben.
Hi. I really got to get my ass together. You know what? I'm resolving after we're done podcasting today, I am going to finish writing the new episode because I got to get a new one up there. Got to get it ready.
Do it, Ben.
I know.
Okay, everybody. So here's some quick shills. I love a quick, fast shill. So shilla, shut up and listen.
Shilla.
Thanks to everyone for coming to Irvine last week. So fun. Great
yeah,
live show.
Great.
We have more coming up this summer. In June, we're going to, I'm not sure how these all fall, but we're going to Pittsburgh, Minneapolis, Milwaukee, Baltimore.
It's we're going to Milwaukee in June, and Pittsburgh's in July.
Okay. And Milwaukee and Baltimore and
Cleveland.
Where? Cleveland.
Sorry. Milwaukee's
I usually
in...
have a list in front of me.
Milwaukee's in like 2 weeks.
There. I'll know when we're there.
I mean, okay. The point, ultimately, if you go to watchacrappens.com, you can see the schedule. So, like, that's what matters the most.
Yeah, and it's your last week to get straight to the rosé and breakfast, lunch, and dinner, rosé all day t-shirts, and our Shut Up brand shirt, if you guys like Game of Thrones. So those shirts are up for the rest of the week, and next week it's going to be new. So go get those shirts now, hey? And then also, thank you to everybody who's watching this live stream right now. Hi! We're live streaming this on our Patreon, and then these videos are also available on Crappens On Demand over on Patreon. We're also going to be streaming this week's recap of Real Housewives of New York City on Wednesday night.
So yeah, it's a nighttime.
Check it out, hey?
Yeah.
Whoa, there, that's all our shells.
Crazy. I should also mention that Shut Up brand t-shirt or merchandise, like, get it if you like Game of Thrones, and also get it if you're really angry about Game of Thrones right now, because it works both
yeah,
ways.
Yeah, we won't say anything about it.
Yeah.
I don't want to get in trouble with the general
not.
Public.
No, we're not. So, God forbid that we ever do that to the general public.
So let's get to this Vanderpump Rules final reunion of the season.
I know. So to spice things up, when they did their like previously on the reunion, they like they would show like James getting mad and then everyone yelling at James because he said he supports his parents. They're like, I support my parents too. And Katie being like, what about my compassion? And it was like all kept fading to black. You know, like it was like Avengers Endgame, which I didn't see, but I assume there's a lot of fading to black over dramatic parts, you know?
Yeah. Well, in the theater, they use like kind of a strobe to make it look like you're going slow motion, you know? And it was kind of like that. And I was like, you know, I don't really need this cast to be slower.
Yeah. No, definitely don't need that.
Yeah, they were worried that, you know, we wouldn't be caught up. So they were catching us up with everything. And, yelling at him for helping his family. And then Katie's big plea of, I've been going through a hell of a ride. But James' parents gets divorced. Aww, where's my sympathy? As if forgetting that she's used that every other season as her sympathy card. You don't get to play your sympathy cards every single season, lady.
Okay? Yeah, yeah. Don't say you've been going through a hell of a ride. That's like getting off of Space Mountain and someone complaining like, oh my God, I just did Goofy's little mountain mining thing, whatever it's called. It's like, well, I was on Space Mountain, okay? So you were on a ride, but you were not on the same ride, okay?
Oh my God, could you imagine Katie being on Space Mountain? Space Mountain would be the victim. Space Mountain would have a sad story. Like, I was just victimized.
She would ruin Space Mountain. She'd be like, going traveling through space. This is a convenient narrative. What about my adventures? She'd get mad at the ghost that travels, that chases you at Halloween.
Yeah.
And Space Mountain.
She'd go on the Matterhorn and try and be a bigger victim than the fucking monster that's trapped in a mountain.
Then the monster who has a roller coaster invading his terrain.
I know.
His habitat.
She finally makes a new friend. The Matterhorn monster.
Yeah. She's like angry at the teacups when she's the one who's spinning them around. Like, oh my God, this made me so dizzy. Well, then stop spinning the teacup, Katie. She wins every ride at Disneyland, doesn't she?
I know. The teacups are like, we were not meant to hold this much ranch. She's just like pouring ranch.
The ghosts are furious at the Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, so this comes to a head when Kristen's like, oh, what am I supposed to, like, sorry, he's raised by a bunch of assholes. And so James is like, I will not talk to people talking about my parents. Also, I need to do a line, so I'm leaving the stage.
Yeah.
So he leaves to get a little more geeked up. And Vanderpump is like, this is going too far. And she goes to follow James off the stage, and she stops at Kristen, and she's like, you are not doing yourself any favors, Mrs. Mary Passet. It's Mary Passet! Call Lisa Vanderpump.
Yeah. She's like, just take a breath, you dumb fuck. So Lisa walks off, and Andy's like, I mean, Kristen, you're jumping in on every single question. She's like, you're welcome, caw-caw. You're welcome. So
she really doesn't show. I have a fuzz on my microphone. Sorry. I was like, what is that?
What is that fuzz? So Lisa goes to give James a pep talk. And she's like, James, you're going to lose the battle. He's like, what battle? What battle? I already won. I won the battle already. She's like, no, you're part of the show. Put yourself together and defend yourself. I'm like, huh, Lisa Vanderpump. What an interesting thing to say. Love your recent work on Beverly Hills, by the way. Love it. Love it.
Good point. I wonder if this was taped before or after. She was like, bye. People said that I said something I didn't.
Yeah. I mean, Lisa, come on now. Don't, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, Lisa, take your own advice. We love you, but stop being such a pussy.
Yeah. Be like James Kennedy after his parents have been called assholes and get back on that stage and curse everyone out unreasonably.
Well, yeah, or hell, be like James's parents after everyone's called them an asshole. Just take some of James's money and get back on your show.
Just ask for some money. Lisa, just ask yourself for a job, just like James's mom.
Master of Tartar. So she's like, yeah, get back in there. And I love how Lisa just like takes these young people and just kind of gives them an opportunity, but also gives them an opportunity to really just ruin their fucking lives.
Oh, it's absolutely.
Like, you know? And she's like, get in there. It's very important that you have your say. And I make my executive producer dollars.
Yeah. And then so Lisa and James come back. And Lala, who's like now trying to be the voice of reason, is like, guys, we have to stop talking about people's parents. It's like, you know what, Lala? You've lost your right to really say anything like productive or interesting on this reunion at this point.
Yeah, Miss Maturity stands up.
Yeah.
But when we cut back, Katie's like, Andy, you don't know what it's like it's been for me, okay? People have been hateful. And Stassi's like, yeah, people have been really hateful. She goes, yeah, people are telling me to go kill myself. Why? Just because I'm mean to him? I mean, come on, I did that to him. I was like, Katie, give me a fucking break, you fucking victim. And I just had to get that in there because she says something later that's really funny and pertains to that. But shut up, Katie.
Shut up, Katie. So now
people have been telling you to kill yourself long before James came along.
So now we're talking about Lala's anxiety attacks, and basically she says that in retrospect they were driven by alcohol, and she's like, you know, when I was in Mexico, like, I wasn't near Rand Rand, and my Mimi mom's was far away, and my dad is gone, so, like, what the fuck is this life? I'm like, you're in Mexico on a beautiful paid-for vacation at a luxury resort. That's what this life is right now.
That's this life.
That's this life. Yeah.
Yeah. It's also Molly. Okay, let's be honest. So then the next question is for Sheena. Sheena, you were the one who said that everyone's up Lala's ass, and you were sure to specify that it was even before she had a private jet. So what's going on with that, Sheena? Come on, come clean, Sheena. And Sheena's like, actually, I think that everybody gravitated towards her so much that she paid more attention to them than to me. And, like, that was my own insecurity stalking because, like, it was really hard, you know? Like, we were in a pool together overlooking the ocean in a beautiful place. I was sad. Like, yeah. What can I say?
Like, I thought I'd be someone that, like, someone would want to make out with. But, and Lala's like, oh, shishu, you know, I never want you to think that I put our friendship on the back burner. I actually threw it in the trash and sent it off. Sorry. Bye.
Yeah, put it in the trash and had a compactor and compacted it down to a little square piece of trash. But God, I gotta give it to you. You just blow right back up.
Yeah.
It's insane.
I compacted you into a little cube, and then I put you in the recycling bin just to piss off someone who would have to sort you out and put you back in the trash.
Even the homeless guy who took all the bottles wouldn't take you.
Yeah.
I mean, it is amazing. You are resilient.
Yeah. I mean, you are going to last longer than most materials on this planet. Good for you.
And Sheena's like, arr! Like all happy. So then the next question is for the Toms. Now the Toms, you invited James on that trip and started a whole controversy. And Vanderpump's like, yes, good job, darling.
And so, like, why did you do that? And Schwartz is like, oh, well, you know, I was just, like, stupid and naive. I got caught up in the moment. Whoops, I'm just a cute little boy. Oopsie doopsie.
Wah, wah. You know, it's just so hard not understanding when Katie's going to get over stuff. You just never know. And Katie's like, oh, yeah.
I know when Katie gets over stuff. Never. Never, ever, 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 ever.
Never.
So how did Ariana feel when Schwartz is the one who said, I would love you to come, James, but then Sandoval got all the blame? And Ariana's like, do I really have to say this? Fine. It really annoyed me. What a surprise. What a surprise.
Yeah. And Tom's like, did I really say love? And they're like, yes, Tom. And Katie's just like sitting next to Tom like, like rolling her eyes and like giving him dirty looks the whole time. Wow, this really looks like a good relationship.
I know.
Schwartz, it's good to see that no matter your problems, you have a really strong relationship. Everyone's posting on the internet today like, Tom Schwartz is abused. And I just know Katie's at home like throwing mayonnaise jars against the wall. You know, like anything she sees, like little potted plants against the wall.
Yeah, Tom's like,
mayonnaise jars. This is what's in my head today. Mayonnaise.
Well, I get it. I was just in the supermarket. So then Schwartz was like, oh, I think just like it was maybe in a moment of cowardice. I was like, Tom did it. Oh, it was a moment of cowardice, also known as my life.
And Katie's like, yeah, actually, you put it all on him the whole time. It wasn't just a moment. And he's like, well, let's just listen to her. Her voice is so scary. I didn't know what to do.
Schwartz. Scary. Scary.
So then Andy asks a question. Jax probably put this in his stack because this is what Jax always says. He's like, James, everyone hates you, and you pretty much hate all of them too. So why would you even want to go on that trip? And Katie's like, yeah, I want to know. I'm curious. Fuck off, Katie.
Scary. Scary, scary voice.
Terrifying.
Oh,
terrifying voice.
All right, and I was like, I can't believe this is my boyfriend's business partner.
She's like, these people just bought a house in my neighborhood.
So why would James even want to be there? James like, well, look. Okay, I went to the trip in 2014. It was a great time. And then Hawaii, I was called liability, okay? But guess what? Jax is the one who got arrested. I'm not going to bring it up, even though I literally just brought it up right now. But, like, Jax is the one who got arrested, and I came back chuckling because I wasn't a lot of ability, okay? I was like, and they cut Elisa's face, and she's like, oh!
Good one!
Good one!
So, and then the third trip was Andaz, Mexico, and that's the trip I became an international DJ, I became an international DJ on that one. And then Lala was dancing and Kristen was shaking it on the floor. All right. It was all happening, guys. Admit it.
Yeah, it was a great moment. I pressed play on that CD player. Was it a CD player or was it one of those fancy new Coca-Cola machines where you can mix the cherry Coke with the vanilla Coke and you can make some Sprite in there and you're like, whoa. Yeah, I was. I was like remixing the soda, international soda DJ, baby. Yeah.
It's all happening. So the next trip, I felt excited. And at the time, guys, I was hurt. It hurt my feelings, guys. I'm like, this would be such a good little speech if you didn't, like, call someone a C-word, like, in the next 2 minutes, which I know you're going to do.
Yeah, every time he, like, gains an inch, like, every time he just ruins it for himself. It's so, so frustrating. It's like watching a terrible football team. So does Tom think Katie is a bully? I guess Tom Sandoval. Does Tom Sandoval think Katie's a bully for getting James fired? And he starts to answer, and James like, the question's irrelevant, okay? It's a relevant question, okay? You know, because, look, you know, she's like, fat. She's fat. I don't even know why he was saying this. But basically, he was like...
You're saying it's irrelevant. It was what was leading up to it. And it doesn't mean I was okay or was right in saying it, but you were pissed, Tom. You were pissed leading up to it. You were pissed leading up to that. It wasn't about me, Tom. And like, he won't shut up. He's totally geeked out. And right. Tom's just doing that, like... Like, he's getting that face where he's, like, going to start screaming and crying. Yeah. And I'm like, please, yeah, scream and cry. I need this right now.
I know, but he keeps it in, you know? But he does admit, he's like, yeah, I think if Katie hadn't said what she said, James would still have a job. I think that's what he said.
Yeah.
So then Andy is like, well, Tom Schwartz, you seem to be a bigger pussy today than usual. Do you agree that Katie has said things as mean as James has said? And Schwartz is like,
don't hit me.
Whoa. No, she says nice things.
Not her, so I don't have to hear that voice.
Scary voice almost came out of her mouth. I mean, she said some pretty rough things back in the day.
BC. She's,
yeah. Before cuddles. But she's...
Before Wednesday wedding.
But she's changed. She's reformed. She's come a long way. And I love her. Bubba. Here's a Jolly Rancher, Bubba.
And she's like, do not compare me to him at all, Tom. How has she changed? Can someone please tell me how Katie has fucking changed? And is Katie trying to shoehorn a redemption story arc into this reunion just because Jack's got one this season? That's not really how it works. Too late, Katie.
Yeah. Okay. So then Andy's like, Katie, is it a positive thing for you to be like, your go-to insult is to like make fun of Schwartz's dick? Like at a certain point, it's like not going to work anymore. And Schwartz is like, I love my dick. And Lisa's
great.
Like, oh, instead of going for the jugular, it's going for the dick. Get it?
He's like, I love my dick. It's very nice. Oh, prove it. And Andy just like puts his head down so he can reach Tom's crotch. And
yeah.
The classiest boss in the world, you know.
Yeah.
And Katie's like, people misunderstood that because what I was saying was that sometimes, you know, when a dick is like soft, it's like this. But of course, when it's hard, it's like this. Reformed, everybody. Tell your friends. Totally reformed.
Yeah. And meanwhile, Sheena's just like having the best time. She's like, ah!
What's the part where I get to tell everybody the Aldo Montano me for 2 hours? Where is that?
So now Bo comes out on stage. It's like the big Bo moment. And Andy starts listing off, he's basically like, well, Bo, well, let me tell you a little bit about some of Stassi's exes. Jax flipped off everyone at Sir, Frank threatened to pull a customer's underwear over his head, and Patrick made repeated, unsolicited, unwanted comments about Lisa Vanderpump's ass. So where does Bo rank amongst those people?
Yeah, and I like that Andy, you know, he's acting like he's acting like he's going for the jugular in this, but he should have said, Jax fucked Stassi's best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Frank took a sex tape of Stassi that Vanderpump had to pay hundreds of dollars to retrieve. Mm-hmm. And
Patrick had a man
Patrick.
Bun.
Just say Patrick. And yeah, Patrick had a man had bun. A man bun.
Which is really the worst of all those things.
Yeah. So LVP's like, I love Bo. I even tweeted about it. I don't know if you noticed, Bobo. And he's like, I noticed. I saw it. Just, I know you did. I checked for your like. Because he knows he did, too. Did he see this? Has he responded? And Sessa's like, hold on, Lisa, checking.
Sessa.
But she's like, I think that... Also, he's very lucky to have Stassi. And I'm not only kissing your butt, Stassi, I will go back to telling you you're not important enough to hate next season, but for now, Stassi's a wonderful girl, and she needs to get over her insecurities!
Yeah. So, so it was just, like, a lot of talk about Stassi, etc., and her men, and she discovered that Patrick cheated on her. Like, big surprise. Hashtag
Did
man
you see
bun.
Katie's reaction? She's like, oh, I didn't know about this.
Storing it in the file to use it again Viper. Later against her.
Yes, fucking Viper. So Stassi tells us that, yeah, he cheated, and Bo says he's never watched a show except the pilot.
Yeah.
And he was scared of Stassi, of course.
Yeah. And we learned that Kristen is the one who was the matchmaker, because Kristen met Bo 12 years ago because they were both working on an independent film called Loneliness of the Long Distance Dreamer. And we got to see a clip of it, which actually made Peter's sci-fi masterpiece look like a masterpiece. It was like,
I know.
It's like Bo was like lying on the ground. And Kristen's like, seriously, get up. Get the fuck up, Mariposa. Get up. Now let's kiss. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
And then their kiss was weird. It was like, whoa, whoa.
It was like watching, whoa. It was like watching two tunas go at it. So it's like fish on fish action. Like, and they're Jax like, they like, couldn't quite.
Fish on fish. And Jack's like, we are the most incestuous group ever. Did you notice Jax's hateful eyes the whole time? His eyes were just like that mean squint, like,
yeah. Yeah, he said he said, unfortunately, is that, like, for him, incestuous is like a really wonderful thing. That's like a positive. He's like,
yeah, totally.
Isn't it great? Isn't it great? We're so incestuous.
Dear sister, I love going to bed with you. Happy birthday. He's got his own line of cards. Okay, so now it's the fight between Stassi and Bo, because he didn't want to go to bed and wanted to party with her friends all night.
Yeah.
And Stassi hates this shit, and I wonder if Andy's just picking at her, because he always phrases it like this to the guys. He's like, how does Bo keep cool around Stassi? It's like, how does Tom number two take Katie's abuse? Like, Tom number two is a fucking cheater, and Bo wanted to stay up till 6 a.m, like, doing drugs and partying with the fucking douchebags of Vanderpump Rules, okay? I think the girls kind of had a point on this one.
Yeah, exactly. And then there's, like, this whole, like, prolonged moment about, like, hey, well, why was Stassi so mad at Bo in Mexico when he was just trying to encourage her to have fun with her friends dancing up on that platform? And she's like, how many times have I described this? I was in a maxi dress, I was in Spanx, and I cut a hole in the Spanx so I could pee, and I didn't want to go up to an elevated platform where everyone could see my vagina, because I'm actually a celebrity and people would take pictures of it, and I already spent $900, or I guess Lisa did, to get rid of my first vagina scandal. So please, Andy, like, what about
That's
this do you not understand?
That's a boring answer! Boo! That's a boring answer, not a Mariposa! Boo!
Yeah,
Mariposa's like heckling in the back.
She gives it like a 1-star Yelp review. She's like, I'm sorry, I just didn't feel hot. No, no,
That's
try again. Ka-ka.
Try again.
Try again. Ka-ka.
She's like, I was wearing oatmeal color Spanx, Kristen. Kristen's like, that's not it. You know, you were just mad because he was trying to control you because he said to go dance. Nailed it. Yeah, Mariposa.
Yeah.
Like, fucking Kristen is in her own, you know, Thunderdome over there.
She really is. I like that when in her own Thunderdome.
One Kristen enters, one Kristen leaves.
Well, then why would we watch that? So,
that would be amazing. She's just, like, jerking and hitting herself.
Blowing the dog whistle. She's, know. Like, swinging around. I would actually totally watch Kristen, gangly Kristen, on those cables, like, bouncing around while Tina Turner watches. So I like when, what did you notice that when Stassi said, listen, I was wearing oatmeal Spanx. I didn't want people to see that. It cut to Andy's face and he's like, ew. Oatmeal Spanx? I don't even want to be here anymore. So Stassi's like, listen, I said no and that's it. And like, I didn't want to be questioned on it anymore. And Chris is like, that's what this is about. You said no. Like, are you trying to disagree with her or agree with her, Kristen? I don't understand.
Yeah, and Stassi's like, stop telling me what you think. And she gets that look on her face where she kind of moves her lips like, yeah. And Chris is like, okay, hey, caca. And then the next question is, oh, wait, I have to say something at the very beginning of this.
Please.
Because Andy's like, so what do you think triggers her dark passenger? Because they keep bringing up this Dexter thing, the dark passenger. And Bo's like, well, you know, I think it's a mixture of alcohol, Adderall, exes. But, you know, I've done nothing wrong. I just love that everybody's blaming every kind of substance for their bullshit. And I'm, you know, I'm into it. I just had to bring up the Adderall thing because it comes probably up later.
There's probably some truth to it. I mean, after all, I mean, we spend a good amount of this podcast being like, well, they are clearly high. They're clearly on coke, you know? So, like, finally when they admit it, you know, we got like...
Well, I'm just, you know, but they're blaming the wrong... I don't know. I don't know what I'm trying to say. I just had to bring that up because it's brought up later.
Work through it.
We need a through line, and that comes up later. So, sorry for setting it up.
Yeah.
Don't tell me what I think, Ben. Don't tell me what I think.
No, I don't like that answer, Ronnie. No, try again. Cook off.
So Bo's like, so when Bo finally broke down and started sobbing and said that he felt like a battered boyfriend, Tom, did you guys not become natural friends after that? Like, what the hell, Schwartz? And Bo's like, well, you know, it was just over and over, and then that dark passenger would come out. These guys are making like serial killers seem like so cute and fluffy.
I know.
You know? It sounds like a girl visiting jail trying to marry Ted Bundy.
I mean, why don't they just need to raise their prices on whatever vessel they're on and price out the dark passenger, okay? So, at this point, I don't even know what I'm talking about. Like, what a funny witticism I just made about vessels and dark passengers and ticket prices.
I am so clever. Don't judge yourself. That's why I'm here!
Listen, we churn out a million of these episodes. They can't all be winners, okay? So, so Andy's like, so what's worse, the dark passenger or Tequila Katie? And Schwartz's like, Tequila Katie for sure! Sorry, I'm the worst. I'm the worst.
Katie just hit me in her mind. Katie's like, oh my god, they should be friends. I'm like, they are. they are friends, okay? You two can have these little imaginary bad people. You are the bad people.
I know.
Do you understand?
Yes, I like that you think that they go away at a certain point of the day.
Yeah.
But they don't. They don't.
Like,
they're here.
I'm wearing a different outfit. I'm wearing a different bra than Tequila Katie. Like, you still her a bitch.
So, what's going on with Stassi's mom? Like, what'd you guys think about when Stassi was like, Stassi's mom was like, oh, don't act like yourself, you'll scare him away, my daughter's terrible, yada, yada, yada. And Bo was like, I don't know why she would say that. And Stassi's like, why would my mom say that? I'm like, because she watches the TV show, okay?
Because she raised you to be like that. Like, why do you think? Maybe she was saying it proudly, you know?
Yeah.
And then Stassi's like, well, and Andy goes, and then to top it all off, she says she hopes you grow up to be just half the woman that Kristen is, which is, let's admit it, hilarious, Andy. It's hilarious. That's what you were going to say.
The real question is, which half will she be? The Ka or the Kaw?
Will she be Mari or will she be Posa? That's the question. Stassi, waiting for your answer. Stassi.
Did you notice Kristen kept doing that? She kept putting her hand up to her chin like she was leaning on a table, but she wouldn't. She'd just go, waiting for the answer.
She's this generation's Leslie Stahl.
Leslie Stahl.
Yeah, definitely Leslie Stahl. You know she probably has some sort of reaction anytime a 60 Minutes commercial comes on.
I'm late.
She just runs into a wall and falls to the floor.
Damn it, I hate those 60-minute commercials.
Tick-tock, 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 tick-tock.
Ah, my clock. Carter, I will. Let's get married.
So Andy's like, so where do you stand with your mother now, Stassi? I'm a dad. And so I can really feel these mother-daughter things going. All right, just answer the question. Am I a dad tell me you're or not am I not a dad?
At least tell me you're still not wearing those oatmeal Spanx, for crying out loud.
So Stassi's like, well, we didn't like speak for 8 months till this weekend at my sister's shower. And she apologized and totally took ownership. And then she apologized again. And I said, Mom, break that wine bottle over your head if you're really sorry. And she did. I said, swallow some of the glass. And she did. She's bleeding internally at the hospital right now. And I've forgiven her.
The dark passenger has never been happier.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So, hey, remember that time when the guys had guys' night out at the Mondrian, and then the girls came over, which was totally spontaneous, not planned by production at all, and then, like, you guys called the girls, like, what was that like? And Brittany's like, oh, man, I was like, well, Stassi was like, I was like, put those hoes on the phone, I'm gonna tell them to get away, or whatever, and Brittany's like, I will light those bowls on fire, yar, 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 yar!
And Jack's like, well, I didn't really know what to do, but I was like, Bo, let's call him. I think it's the right thing to do. And Bo's like, yeah, so we called him. It's like, okay. So then, that was a like, great
true.
Time.
Yeah.
And I like that Jack is just fucking freaking out and so proud of himself for not doing it. And this is where Jack starts veering into that. But look, guys, just because it's been a year doesn't mean I don't still have some work to do. I still have some work to do. I'm still kind of that guy. I mean, he's still inside. I'm like, okay, so Jax has just cheated. So it's just Jax admitting that he cheated. Because this is like a lie of Jax just like setting the groundwork for, I cheated again, but I'm still trying. Still trying.
Yeah. So then now like, hey, Kristen, what was the deal with you and Solvang? Which was great because we got a montage of Kristen like flopping all over that pretty little town and eating flowers and like... Be like, Merlot is for basic bitches. I hate this one.
Merlot's the basic bitch of wine. And then she falls down. She's like, ugh.
How Merlot can you go? She's like, it's so fucking embarrassing. Like, oh, it's Solvang. She's like, oh, no, I was just talking about everything else in the season, too.
I was talking about that flower that didn't even know it was garlic.
So Andy's like, so you seem to be triggered by James getting a job back at Pump. Does it really affect you, Kristen? Really at all, ever? Why? Why would it affect you?
She's like, it does affect me. I wish I could get rid of it. And then James roll, comes back roll. To wake. Shoulder. And James comes back awake and he's like, I'm not your life anymore, honey. Get over it. Get over James Kennedy. Never getting this again. This is my bum. Not touching this bum again. Honey, never touching it again.
He like spits on a door. So Stassi thinks that Kristen's whole meltdown in Solvang was because Kristen has these all these issues with Carter, and she was basically projecting them onto James at that moment. And Kristen's like, no, I was like literally mad at James at that moment. It was not about Carter at all. And I just feel like I pay for everything for James, and he doesn't pay for anything, and so I just had to stop hanging out with James. It's like, okay, you're talking about Carter now.
All James does is sit around my house playing video games all day. It's frustrating. And then he grew that beard. Like, how am I supposed to kiss you over that beard every day? It's like, you're talking about James. You're talking about Carter, stupid. Get over James Kennedy.
Get over me. I know it's hard because I'm an international DJ, but get over me.
Yeah, and then Andy's like, but... why did you finally break up with Carter if you love Carter so much? She goes, well, it's just that... it's just that... he didn't respect me enough to pay his own way. And I started to feel taken advantage of. And Lala goes, uh-huh, yeah. That's terrible.
Yeah, Lala, who's been so good about paying her own way with Randall.
That's what Lala's about, paying your own way.
Yeah. So Andy's like, well, Kristen, you seem surprised that your friends, your best friends, told you to break up with him. And Katie's like, we never said to break up with him. And literally cuts to her going, get the fuck out now, Kristen. Get the fuck out of this relationship.
And then Bo's like, well, I think that, you know, the problem is they only hear the venting. And so, you know, maybe say some good stuff instead of only venting. And I just thought, you know, you need to be quiet, sir.
Because this is going to be used.
Don't fight Stassi's bottles. Don't fight Stassi's bottles. Because, look, here's a problem. And I like watching Bo. I think he's a good addition. But, girl, you've already made Stassi happy, which is really not doing this show any favors.
Okay? No.
Let her be mad when she's mad. We need this.
Yeah, let her have her moment, okay? This is kind of her thing, so just, like, yeah, just stoke that fire. Yeah, yeah, be quiet.
Be quiet and wait to get beat again, okay?
Yeah, so Kristen's like, well, I know it's like, you know, they were like, I was venting, but, like, Carter stopped being a jerk, so he's, like, not a jerk anymore. Caw. And Stassi's like, yeah, because we called him out. And Kristen's like, well, if that's what it took, it doesn't matter. And as I said before, caw. And they're like, and Katie's like, but that's so sad, though. I'm like, you know what, Katie,
you're sad.
Please, Katie. You're sad. And you're like a lump of velvet over there.
He's only nice because he got called out. And I just wish he had done that for you and not because of what people thought of him. I'm like, oh, really? Like Jax is doing right now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jax is totally not trying to have a redemption tour because everybody fucking hates him.
Yeah.
Like, none of you have done that, Stassi? Like, yeah, you didn't do that? I mean, come on. Yeah.
I mean, and Katie has definitely done that. All last season where she's like, I'm just chill Katie. Fun-loving Katie.
She brought up her PTSD again in this episode. I mean, yeah, in this reunion, so whatever.
By the way, I also think that in general, in life, like, I mean, obviously, yes, we would want Carter to have changed his ways for the love of our Mariposa Kristen. But, like, sometimes in life, you know, you act a certain way and you get called out for it. And, like, when you call someone out, what do you want when you call someone out? You want them to change. So, like, now you're angry that he changed because you called him out? Like, I can't stand Carter. I think he's, like, a waste of space on this show. But I'm just saying, like, you called someone out. He changed as a result of it, allegedly. What else do you want? Now you're mad? Don't be mad, okay?
Yeah, I mean, you're talking to somebody who literally changes when people call him out. Hi, you have to. What are you going to do?
That's how people learn. Like, how else do people learn? Sometimes you need to be called out, or you need to say to someone, hey, by the way, you shouldn't do this, or you shouldn't act like this, you shouldn't say that. You know, if someone said, fuck you, you'd be angry. So if someone changes, lean in.
Yeah. So Kristen's like, well, the bottom line is, my shoulders just hurt my head, but the bottom line is he's gone now. And Andy's like, but you just said that if you ever get married, it would be to Carter, right? And she goes, I stand by that. And he's like,
Jimmy Carter, of course. An underrated president.
Carter Osterhaus.
Duh.
What a man. So he's like, so are you dating? She goes, no, Andy, he's still living with me. And everyone's like, why? And she goes, because our dog got mauled by a pit bull, okay? And he was like our baby. We've only fucked twice, so.
When it all happened, I needed Carter physically, mentally, emotionally, and stability-wise. I keep falling over.
There was so much food in my house that no one was eating. I mean, it was crazy.
Like, so Lisa like, Vanderpump, do you see I'm crying over a dog? Anything? Anything, Lisa?
So, Nandy's like, so does anybody believe that they're really broken up? And Stassi's like, they're broken up the same way that Sheena's not dating Autumn. Okay? And Chris is like, you know what? On the ladder of that, your tough love doesn't work. That's why I go to Brittany only. I went to Ariana, even that's how desperate I was, because I didn't know what to do. Like,
your love doesn't work for me. I sit at home alone, and I fucking cry, because I'm scared to call you, because you guys are annoyed by me. Fuck you. I'm like, Kristen, your whole reasoning behind every single thing you've done for the past, like, 8 years is that you're giving tough love. When you bring someone to, like, ambush James, you're giving, quote-unquote, tough love. When you're bring someone to, like, ambush Tom, you're giving tough love. Everything you've said has been tough love. And this has been, like, the lightest tough love we've ever seen on the show, which is that they have quietly been like, we're not really that into Carter. Okay, it was one scene ever where they expressed that they don't like Carter, and you're, like, you know, wilting under the pressure.
Yeah. And Stassi's like, well, that's not fair that you just move on. We don't give you the answer you want, so you just keep moving to other people to torture them. And she's like, oh, it doesn't work, okay? And then you guys get annoyed with me, and then I sob. I mean, I listen to so much with you guys. What about Patrick? What about Pat? I listened to that for 2 years. And Katie's like, the difference is we get our shit together, Kristen. That's yeah. Which is the centerpiece of the season, is that they're allowed to do whatever they want, be hypocrites, because they admitted it. So, and now they're not hypocrites anymore.
Yeah. Kristen's like, it was 8 years of me listening to about you and Tom, and I never walked away. And Sasha's like, we're not walking away from you, you dumbass. She's like, oh, well, that's why I don't come to you guys anymore. Like, so you're first you're accusing them of walking away from you, but then you're saying that you don't go to them. Like, yeah. Kristen, like, this is full Mariposa right
this
now.
This is full caca Mariposa. So Kristen's like, oh, Stassi says, you can still talk to us, Kristen. She goes, well, trust me, I don't want to.
And Katie's like, Kristen, you made it my business for 2 years, all this shit. So forgive me for having an opinion. And Kristen goes, I forgive you.
Katie's like, I just want her to be happy. Look, I have very good instincts. And Tom's just like,
Kristen, in an effort to make you feel happier, we've brought you this bouquet of wildflowers you pulled from a traffic median on Van Nuys Boulevard. Would you like to eat them? Yes, please. Thank you. This is what true friendship's really about.
Oh, God. So then social media is lit up saying Bo's the best thing that's ever happened to Stassi. And Jax is like, totally. And she goes, yeah, I guess we both upgraded at the end of the day. And he's like, what's it like to not be the most liked one in a relationship? And Katie goes, welcome to my life. Yeah. Pretty much. At least you're self-aware.
Yeah. So that short.
Twitter aware, I guess. You're tweet aware.
So Schwartz and Katie, their big fight in Mexico, and Andy's like, whoa, Schwartz, you must have grown some big balls to have that fight. Can I see him? No? Afterwards? Maybe? Okay.
You know the best way to measure balls? In a mouth. Let's try that out. Come on over here. All
right,
here,
well, I can't say no to my boss. Right, Bubba?
Ow.
So
teabag, ow.
So Schwartz explains that that fight was, he was like, he goes, oh, well, you know what that fight was? It was just the last rumblings of some pent-up resentment I'd have had over the course of a relationship. It's like the last sputter, and I'll never, ever, ever speak up to Katie again. I've learned my lesson. I'm like, the last resentments of the 8 years? Okay. All right. Okay. Battered husband.
It was the last burp of resentment. And she goes, huh. Last time I asked for attention. She's just vile. This girl is just fucking vile. Like, everything that comes out of her mouth. And I was like, last time you asked for attention, this episode began with you screaming because you weren't getting enough attention for your sad storylines, Katie.
Seriously. Literally, God. That is how it opened up. And so then, so Andy's like, well, I guess it all comes down to Katie just needed some more loving since you got busy or whatever. And Andy's like, were you so busy at Tom Tom? And Lisa goes, no!
A lot of people have jobs and are still decent to their partners, darling. And he's like, I know, but. And Katie's like, but I try to communicate. And like, you're just not that good at listening. He's like, you're right, I'm no good. She's like, nope. And he's like, and then they cut to Tom Sandoval, who's so mad. He's like squinting his eyes and just looking around like, I really want to yell at this woman.
Yeah.
I really want to yell at this woman.
He really does. And so Andy's like, so that grand romantic gesture where you put a bunch of candy bars on a bed, how did that work out? And Katie's like, honestly, I had to take a shit. I had Montezuma's revenge. But and Schwartz is like, oh, but we booked it for, we saved it for a later day. Yeah. And Jax is, then they're all like, yeah, we all had. And Jax goes, yeah, I had severe anal leakage. And Brittany goes, I didn't have it at all.
Oh, my God. Congratulations. You guys just wrote your vows. So then Andy's like, when I think of great rivals, I think of the Hatfields and the McCoys. The Dakota Fannings sisters. Superman and Lois Lane. I'm like, shut
the
up,
everyone
Andy. Just ask
versus
that question.
Me.
Team everyone versus Team Vanderpump. So then Britt's like, I mean, Ariana, don't you think it's weird that your husband is still friends with James after everything that's happened? And because they were talking about the Jax and James rivalry, right?
I didn't really see how that tracked, you know, because the question was, is it weird for Tom that, like, his current girlfriend and his ex-girlfriend are now friends after being rivals? So for Brittany to be like, but isn't it weird to be friends with, what's weirder for you, that James to be friends, for you and James to be friends, or for Chris and Ariana to be friends? I'm like, I don't understand that juxtaposition. Like, why would you compare Ariana and Kristen being friends with Tom and James being friends?
I think just because
they had a fight. Like,
I guess because I thought she was just saying because Kristen used to be. I don't know.
I think
actually I know
what it's
you're
like
saying,
a really.
But
I know
Ariana just answered. Actually, I think it's weirder that Tom is still friends with Jax.
I know. So, thank you. Someone finally said it. I mean, someone.
Yeah, so good for her. Because fucking Brittany, shut up over there, Brittany.
She's trying
okay,
to like,
you bring
yeah.
nothing but Diablo sauce to this show. You fucking beer cheese. And you're excusing this fucking monster that you're sitting next to. Just shut up over there already.
Yeah, seriously. So yeah, because Kristen's like, yeah, I mean, I still think that Tom and Ariana did something while we were together. And honestly, I'm really glad because I love them both. Mariposa of approval.
Yeah, and Ariana's like... So then the question is, hey, the second that Jax proposed to Brittany, she started planning the wedding. She's like, I started planning that wedding when I was 5!
Which explains why, like, it's like all Thomas the Train themed.
Yeah, totally. Everyone's getting a bouquet of suckers when they leave.
My Little Pony's everywhere. I have not revised my plans.
So does anybody give a shit about Britney's wedding at this point?
No. Lala got upgraded to bridesmaid, so that's fun. And there'll be 12 bridesmaids.
Throw a little money at somebody. You
know? Why did Kristen think that she would be a bridesmaid? And she's like, well, Britney's brother Wes told me that, like, I was her very, very best friend in all of Los Angeles. But then, like, I mean... I thought I was going to be it, but I get it. I've never been married before. And, you know, I've got a caw-caw problem. So, no, yeah, I'll get it.
And Katie's like, it's not because I'm married. There are lots of other reasons that I would be the bridesmaid. Oh. I'm like, no, there's not really. Okay, matron. And also, Kristen, I think you misunderstood the brother. I don't think he said, you're Britney's best friend in all of L.A. I think he said, you're Britney's best friend in all of L.A.
And then
he handed Brittany a Southwest ticket.
And then Andy's like, Lisa, you did a beer bong. And she's like, and I'll never do it again. That beer came rushing in at 90 miles per hour. Sort of like all my cast members with their accusations.
Well, in the finale, Tom Sandoval ticked off quite a list of lies that Jax has told. And Jax is like, I didn't see that one.
And Brittany's like, yes, you did. We watched together. He's like, oh, yeah. I'm like, so you're lying about not seeing the lies.
Yes, he's like a cheater. He's like, I didn't even see the season. Why would I be upset? So he can blame everything on editing, which he does. But Brittany's like, we saw it. It was funny. I mean, it was no Joey and Chandler funny, but it was still funny. Yeah. Oh, look, we are not saying that Jax wasn't a piece of shit in the past. Okay, Jax was a piece of shit in the past. It's just, no, he's not. He's dying.
He doesn't lie anymore. He stopped lying all of 30 seconds ago, right after he told that last lie. Now, Jax, tell everyone about how you were living with Channing Tatum again.
Oh, God. And then Tom goes, yeah, he used to have this, like, this lookbook, and then he had this Chanel ad, and he was not the person in the ad. It wasn't him. And everyone starts cracking up. They're like, stupid Jax. And
goes, yeah.
You see? This is why I lie. This is why I lie. This is why I say things. You know, because he's blamed. It's like he lies because his friends are so unsupportive of him.
Because he lies. And he goes, well, you know what? I'm still a work in progress. And he's like, Yeah, it's been the 7th reunion, and you've been saying that every single yeah. year. So, and then when Andy says that, like, yeah, I've heard you say this before. Brittany just is like, yeah, yeah, like she was like laughing, like it's hilarious. I'm like, no, Brittany, that is a red flag, red flag.
Whatever. I mean, there's so many. It's like, just, I don't even feel bad for her anymore. Just have fun. So then Tom's like, yeah, remember when you said you were Channing Tatum's roommate? That was such bullshit. And Jack's like, that was true. You know, it was a hostel. A model apartment. It was a model apartment. So people come and go, you know.
He was literally living in a model apartment in like a condo duplex.
Yeah.
And like, this is what you could get.
Yeah. And Tom's like, well, I remember that because Channing had just blown up. He was on this huge Mountain Dew ad. And Jack's like, it was before Mountain Dew was there, dude.
I love that. I love like that Tom Sandoval's like male model like database is so specific. Like, cause does anyone remember Channing Tatum in a Mountain Dew ad?
Channing Tatum is just like, please stop saying my name. Please stop saying my name. Please. I beg of you.
So then Andy is he moves on and he starts talking about how interesting it was that Lisa compared Jax to Ken, and Jack's like, I was so honored. And they're like, No, it was in a bad way, Jax. It's like, no, because it just showed that like Ken, like he was like a terrible person who cheated all the time, but like, you know, eventually he just wound up just sort of puttering around the house when he turned 78. And, you know, so there's hope for me.
Basically, Jax is like, maybe I'll get a new kitchen one day, too. He's my hero. Jax, I'm a work in progress. You know, it's just different because I'm a work in progress, guys. I'm just, you know, any man who says that is just cheating on you. I'm telling you that right now. And any man who says that they're not perfect, I'm not perfect, means that they're just laying the groundwork to make a mistake and say, I told you I wasn't perfect.
They're lowering your expectations, as it were.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So then Vanderpump is, let's see here. So then we get Sheena and Adam. We get the clip of Sheena and Adam's big fight. Stop, please.
She's like,
cool.
I had never seen him that angry before. And so then I really thought that like, this would be the last time I'd ever speak to Adam. And I thought he would like, Adam would like never want to talk to me again. And I hadn't even got to show him that I may have got a penguin for him yet. And I was like, I can't believe this is really happening between me and Adam right now.
And Andy's like, yeah, didn't want anything from him until you didn't get enough attention, huh? And Vanderpump goes, yes, you made the worst choice ever by cheating. And Jax goes, he went down on her.
Yeah, she apparently met the male model that she, like, quote-unquote, cheated with. But although I totally support her hanging out with that guy, because Adam clearly should have made a move if he wanted to be with Shanna. So she met him because he was a male model who was fanning NeNe Leakes at Watch What Happens Live Los Angeles. So,
God, what a resume. Fanning NeNe Leakes and eating out Sheena. Like, this guy's really gonna work a lot.
I feel like next it's gonna be that he valeted like Gretchen Rossi's Toyota Camry.
Yeah,
I say that as a Toyota Camry owner. So, so Andy's like, so, Sheena, how old are you? And she's like, 33, going on 34. And you said that Botox makes you look 26. And she's like, yeah, it totally does. That's why I can hang out with all the 25-year-olds and the penguins. And Andy's like, I disagree. I think Botox makes people look older. So,
everyone's like, whoa. Ariana goes, rude.
It was so, like, mean out of nowhere. It was just, like, randomly, like, just Andy just goes in on Sheena. Of all the people on the stage who deserve to, like, have, like, severe shade thrown at them, it was not Sheena.
It's not Sheena. I know. She's so nice. And Andy, just for the record, guess what else makes you look old? Age.
Yeah. Okay?
Botox never hurt anybody. Yeah. Actually, it has. It's hurt a lot of people. Okay. So she's like, well, whatever. Like, works for me. Look at me. And Stassi's like, yeah, I mean, Sheena's different because she started when she was, like, 12.
Yeah, it's her primary source of nutrients.
So then the next question is like, were you thinking of Adam while you fucked Ethan? Like, where do these questions come from?
I know.
And how did Adam react to the penguin? She's like, oh my God, he loves penguins like saucy, he loves ranch, you know? So the first thing I did was I put ranch on the penguin and Autumn ate it.
I was literally thinking about Ranch, and I was, like, thinking about Autumn when I was having sex, but I was also kind of thinking about my TV and, like, how now that I don't have Rob anymore, like, I don't know how I'm going to get up there in 7 minutes or less. It's, like, really devastating for me, aren't I?
And he's like, well, why wouldn't he go, why wouldn't Adam go down on you? And she's like, oh, this is very personal to say. But in a relationship, when someone says, I'm not going down on you, isn't that a huge factor? And does it have anything to do with Kyle betraying me?
Oh. And she goes, but guess who went down on me the next day? No one. Like, it was no one. It was.
Yeah. Like, we know because Jax just told everybody to burst your bubble, to burst your going down bubble. Jax is such a prick. Like, can the woman just have her, guess who went down on me the next day? Can she just have Jax?
Well, she was, well, because he was talking about how Ethan, the male model, went down on Sheena, but now Sheena's talking about how Adam went down on him. Because,
I
by
take
the way,
it back. I
yeah,
take
please.
It
it's very
back.
Complicated narrative.
I take it back with an implied apology.
Yeah. Sheena, by the way, the Sheena's penguin trick did eventually work. She said that it, like, really won Adam over again. And that I continue to date, but, like, he hasn't been with anyone else because he's just like, oh my god, that's like the mother of my penguin. How could I cheat on her?
Girl at our live show in Irvine, we were talking outside and she said, oh my god, I went to one of the restaurants, the Sir or whatever. She's like, I saw Adam and I said, hey, how do you feel about the penguin? You know, do you just love the penguin? And Adam told her, took another girl to see it.
By the way, we've been saying that the penguin's name is Spot, but looking back at when they showed the clip, when they show the paper, it doesn't say that the penguin's name is Spot. It just says this penguin has been adopted in honor of Adam Pot.
No, she said, I named it. I thought she said Spot, but I guess it was.
I still like calling it Spot because I think it's. I think she did
Spot.
Because I can imagine Sheena naming a penguin like a classic dog name.
Yeah. Rover!
You know, it's like I have that thing when people name, like, there have been many people I've met who've named their dog Bear, and I'm like, why are you naming your one animal after another animal? You know? So I'm just imagining Sheena would name, I could imagine her naming a penguin something like Lion or something.
Fingernail polish!
fingernail polish. I'm just gonna, like, lose myself in my thoughts. So, anyway, so now we pivot back to Brittany, and hey, Brittany, is anyone in your family having any reservations about Jack still? And she's like,
well, I have to say that when I saw that footage, I was very surprised by how Jack's treated my family. I screamed bloody murder at him, and then I said, okay, we're still getting married though, right? Because of my dreams since I've been 5 years old.
And Jax is like, you know, that was a rough week. I had everyone in town. I was, you know, entertaining my sister. You know, the brothers were nagging me. And I was like, what about me? I was like, yeah, that's the point. Like,
yeah.
He's trying to excuse it, but he doesn't even see what he did wrong.
Exactly.
he's like, and they were nagging me. What about me in the relationship? That's the point, you selfish fuck.
Yeah, I thought this was actually such a telling moment because when he was like, he starts off with like a sort of like a perfunctory admission of guilt. He's like, well, the way I talked to them was inappropriate, but I had the pressure of entertaining my sister, which is like, what's he talking about? It's not like he had to like take her to Hamilton or something. And he's like, I had a few drinks in me, and like, and while he's saying this, Brittany goes, it was a lot. So she's already like making excuses for him when what he's saying is bullshit. Like, he did, there was not pressure entering your sister. That's like, that's fake. They're asking him questions that need to be asked, especially because you have a checkered past at best. So like, someone's going to ask you questions, deservedly so, and you're going to, like, interpret that as, like, everyone coming down on you, so therefore you say, what about me? What about me? Get ready, Brittany. This is the rest of your life. The moment you question Jax about anything, it's going to be, what about me? What about me? Good luck with that. Good luck with that.
Totally. She's like, well, you don't know how to speak sometimes, okay? You just don't know how to speak. Oh, well, the next question is, does Brittany's family get offended that Jack said he bought their baby? Because the vernacular is not really great. And he goes, yeah, I didn't see that part.
And Andy's like, you lived it and did the interview. And Jim's like, what didn't you get about it? It's English. Yeah, you don't have to be a world famous DJ to understand that.
He don't know how to talk, Andy.
Yeah, it's hard to talk when you got something else like vagina in your mouth.
Yeah, Andy's like, Jax is like, Andy, look, I don't have a family, okay? Goes, I don't even have a family, so it's very stressful. And Andy's like, yes, you do.
You do.
And
you
he goes, literally no, have a friends, sister and a mother. I love my friends. They are like my family. You're right, Andy. And I love you guys, and I'm thankful for you. And Andy's like, no, you literally have a family, Jax. You have a mother, okay? Yeah.
And by the way, this is...
Jax just like, killed his mother on TV.
Yeah, and by the way... Don't forget, like, it was only, what, an episode ago, two episodes ago, when he was, they were, like, so mad of accusations of playing the quote-unquote dad card, etc. And then here he is literally saying, I'm not trying to make any justifications, but I don't have any family. Yeah. I mean, like, that is a verbatim quote, you know? Yeah, so Andy's like, but you have a mom. Like, and what about your sister, Jax? Don't you have a sister? So it's like, so is mom invited? And he's like, and Jax goes... You don't think I don't want my mom at my wedding? I'm like, well, based on the fact that you have not invited her, then yes,
and
I would say you don't want her.
And that you just said she was dead.
Yes. I mean, don't act like a victim. Like if you want your mom at your wedding, invite your mom. Like it's like invite your mom. You can still be mad at her, but invite her because you know you're gonna bury the hatchet at some point. So it drives me nuts.
Yeah, and Andy's like, isn't life too short for this? And Brittany's like, I think that the mom should try. There, I said it. And Andy's like, so Vanderpump, you know the mom. What do you think of this? She goes, well, she can see his pain over the television. That's for you, Rocio. It's incumbent on her to reach out.
Yes, much like my friend should have reached out after they accused me falsely of leaking things to Radar Online.
And Jackson's like, well, what would you do, Andy? What would you do? And Brittany's like, it's hard because we were going to go. And then we were told to wait. And he's like, yeah. And, you know, then this gets really sad. I don't want to make fun of someone's dad died. But I will say, oh, God. Sometimes when I hit... I don't know if you have this problem on your MacBook, but if you put your wrist too far down while you're typing, it moves your cursor to a different place because the keyboard is so flat.
I don't have that problem. You know, because I don't put my... I have a whole space for my wrists over here. I've got, like, two big squares that have no buttons, and you can just put your wrist down right there, and it's, like, a whole world of, like...
Oh, then there you go. But this is what it led to. This is what that problem led to. Brittany says, it's hard because we were going and we were told to wait, Jax. And he died. Been disgusting things. You will never be around me again. I was like, whoa. What just happened?
Yeah. So, I mean, basically, I mean, it's a sad story. I mean, and the thing is, like, we don't know really what the truth is because Jax, he really does lie. Like, and I'm not taking away his grief, but he lies. So it's like, it's hard to know, but it sounds like it did happen. Like, there was some weird shit going on where the mom didn't tell him, and that's like that's really terrible. But I just feel like be mad at your mom, but still invite her to your wedding because
yeah. And then he said, regardless if my dad said don't tell the kids, I would say your dad has until tomorrow. Get on the plane. Well, first of all, if he was in stage four, like she wouldn't necessarily know that. And he's also basically saying that the dad did tell that, you know, say, don't tell the kids. I mean, you've got to respect your father's wishes, you know? If your dad didn't want, and this is, you know, not being mean or anything, just my opinion. If your dad says he doesn't want you to see him like that, your dad doesn't want you to see him like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know. We don't really know what's going on, but of course, Jax will continue to make it all about him this entire time. I did like that he said, I understand that my mom lost her husband, but I'm the kid.
Yeah.
So you're 40.
I mean, yeah, it just seems like a whole family of fucked uppery. So while he's talking about this, and then Andy's like, well, what would your dad have thought about the wedding? And Brittany's saying, like, well, apparently, like he was texting, like, Jack's sister. And they're talking about the dad. And James just like, he's just texting on his phone. And Sasha's like, are you kidding? AF? And James like, oh, get the fuck off my dick. Fuck off. I don't give a shit. It's not your job to tell me. You know, and Sasha's just like, no one's allowed to talk to me like that. Like, that's crazy. He's like, you're not allowed to talk to me like that either. I'm an international DJ.
And Brett's like, you talked about my family. like she's gonna start crying, and Andy's like, it's not nice, James. Like, what am I supposed to do, Andy? They're talking to me, and he's like, it's not nice, and you're wrong. And James is like, it's not okay, it's not okay. And Vanderpump's like, do not talk like that to Andy. That's not okay. And he's like, what do you want me to say then? I'm like, James, shut up, dude. James, we're trying to be on your side.
We're trying so hard. Andy and Lisa have been, like, two of, like, the four people who have been supporting you. Like, why do you do this to yourself? Like, please. You gotta work on figuring out who are your allies. Oh, my God.
And then Vanderpump's like, if you keep talking like that, you're gonna lose all your support. And he goes, is that a threat, Lisa? From you? Lisa?
I'm well,
like,
maybe it is.
She's fired you like five times.
She's your boss, and Andy's your boss, and they can both kick you off the show, and then it's like off to like a 3-month stint on some VH1 show before obscurity. So, yes, it is a threat. So what's in store for James? He's like, I'm just gonna work on my music, girl, and travel America, and then I'm gonna go DJing, and it's just gonna be a great time. Me and Raquel, we're gonna take over the world, puppy parties for everyone. Yeah, girl.
Yeah, girl. And then does Tom number two have a message for all the haters out there? And he's like, yeah, well, it's taken some real restraint, Andy, not to go online and yell at people, but I know not to feed the trolls. I'm like, you literally bought the troll 3 boxes of candy in Mexico. So, and then he says, I just want everyone to know my wife is beautiful and sexy, so you can suck my classic dick. Okay, I get the shame that Katie takes for weight, which I've said a million times is ridiculous because she's not even fat. Like, she's not even close to being fat. We've seen you in a bikini, okay? So I get why that would be hurtful, but I love that he only mentioned that stuff because Katie doesn't only get shit for that. Katie gets shit for that and everything else about her because she's a hateful, hateful, vile human being, okay?
Yeah.
That's why. So
that's
let's
why.
Be clear.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, 100%. I co-sign that.
Thank you.
So then Peter comes out with...
I might get a loan now. I might get a hateful loan now.
So Peter comes by with blowjob shots, and then Ken and Bo and Jiggy and Harrison, and there's a platter of Mama's beer cheese, and it's like... It's over. It's done. So...
And then Peter hands Lala a drink. She's like, is that alcohol? I just talked about being an alcoholic, so thanks. And then...
He's like, this is a drink from Sir. It has barely any alcohol in it at all.
Yeah, no kidding. And it's $35, thanks. So then everyone gives a cheers, and Jax goes, so can we send this one to the morgue and officially call it dead? It's like,
what a last
line.
I know. What a last line. But it is the last line, which means that Vanderpump Rules is officially done. And
I need a break.
We do. I'm hoping that... I hope that some fissures were created in this reunion, and next season we're back into crazy catty form. I have hope for it. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what the future is for the show, given that they're all growing up, etc. But in the meantime... I feel like Summer House is our only hope.
Oh, my goodness.
Because I'm
gracious.
Super into Summer House.
Yeah, well, we're going to go talk about that one. We're going to be doing another one of these videos Wednesday night at 8:30 p.m. Pacific time. That's when we're going to record Real Housewives of New York City. And as always, those videos will be available with the entire archive. We're almost at 40 videos now, which is crazy.
That's crazy.
So there's like around 50 hours of content in there. So you guys find that over on Patreon at Crappens On Demand, and shirts and live show tickets, etc. at watchwhatcrappens.com. We sure love you guys. We will talk to you next time.
Bye.